For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team home and home with the Gophers this weekend, joined by Captain Jackson Judding. So you look at how this season has started. I don't know if frustrating is the right word, but you guys haven't clicked like you maybe would hope to have. It's a process. You can't just pick up right where you left off last year. As a player, what's that process like of trying to figure out a new team?
Yeah, I think you can't go into a season and expect the same exact team from the year before. So right now we're just trying to figure out the team that we have and see where our strengths are, see where our weaknesses are, and work on getting those weaknesses to be a little less weak. Just trying to be the best team that we're capable of being. And it takes some time sometimes, but right now we're just trying to work forward.
Coach Sertori said earlier this week, he goes, we're inconsistent with our identity. What would you say the identity of Beaver hockey is? Not this year, but over the whole.
Yeah, I think when we're playing at our best, Beaver hockey means a relentless work ethic. We're playing at a high pace. We're blocking shots. We're hitting. We're managing the puck. And we're just playing a simple game that's effective.
What would you say the identity of this year's team is to date?
I think we're working towards that. So we're a little inconsistent at times, but I think when we're playing our best, I think that Beaver hockey from years past to this year, we show the same signs of it. But right now, maybe we're not doing some of those things every game, but I think that those are the core elements of the team that we try to be every night.
In your mind, are you off by just a little bit or are you off by a lot?
That's a tough thing to say because we don't know the ending of the season. But like I said, we're just trying to work to get a little bit better every day and figure out some of those things that we're not doing so well and keep working on the things that we are doing well and just trying to maintain a consistent basis every day in practice. And hopefully that leads to positive game outcomes.
To be honest, the Gophers aren't having an issue with that right now. They're playing really, really well. From your standpoint, is this maybe a good weekend? You can't play your best if you're not playing the best, right?
Exactly. I think it'll be a really good test for us playing one of the top teams in the country. I think they probably have about 7-8 wins in a row now, so that they're feeling good about themselves. But at the same time, we're feeling like we can step in there and do some damage. And I believe in this group. I think coaches believe in this group. The other captains believe in this group, and everyone else in that room believes in the group when we're playing our best. So we just need to come Thursday prepared and learn from this past weekend and apply those things to practice this week. And I have no doubt we'll be able to do that on Thursday.
Coach also said that back the first time the Beavers played the Gophers, it meant a lot to the town because it showed where Beaver hockey needed to go, the types of teams you're going to play night in, night out. You've come into this now, heck, 20-some years later. You can still tell it means a lot to the town, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think when you play a caliber team like the Gophers, it's always going to draw some attention and kind of, for me personally, it's been highlighted on my calendar from the time that schedule was released. So I'm fired up about it. I know a bunch of the guys in the room are, the coaching staff is. So you want to play for these big games. You want to make it feel like it's a playoff atmosphere. You want to go into it thinking it's a do or die game and knowing a bunch of the guys on those teams and guys, a bunch of guys on our team know a lot of guys in their teams too, so there's gonna be a little extra fire in us to get the job done.
The goal is to treat it like any other game, but you grow up in this state. The Gophers are the Gophers. I get that. How do you, as a player, growing up your whole career, you know, watching everybody, but everyone pays a little more attention to them, how do you go into the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think you know it, but I grew up a big Mankato fan, and the Gophers were the number one rival. And so I kind of grew up hating them. Like to see it when the Mavs beat them, but now being in Beaver Green, it's that same feeling. You want to beat those guys. The Maroon and Gold are always the number one enemy in in-state rivalry. So this game is going to be fun.
Best of luck.
Thank you.